And perhaps the most telling fact dropped along the way is that youth today can't be bought with a wage. They want their work to be a contribution. They want their work to be socially significant, probably because the earth is in the throes of consumption and we're made of earth. And the internet has brought us all closer, and they care about their brothers and sisters. So power asks itself how to control them, how to manage this matter of shrinking resources and swelling numbers of humans who no longer want to be factors of production, how to push back into boxes the growing numbers who are determined to get out of them, if not by controlling the menu of options available to them. So the questions that matter most to us everyday folks are carefully avoided in this campaign of Name the Future. What about the children? They never address these issues. What about the children who are being abandoned right now? Does he care about them? And what about us, stuck, soul crushed right now? Does he care about us? The other day I was buying something in a checkout line, and the man who was by the register was like working double time, and I'm saying slow down in my mind, and then I speak it out loud, and he responds, "Well, I gotta move at this pace because you guys got way better things to do with your time than stand in line." And I said, "So do you." And the look on his face was hard to name, but it was grim. I mean, he knew the truth of what I said. We're stuck, brothers and sisters. We have to start acknowledging that it's not about saving the planet. I was listening to the broadcast as I came in, them laying out the dire environmental situation we're in. But a lot of that, there's an element of the emphasis on climate change disruption, which is propagandistic in the sense that we're not supposed to care about ourselves. Because, I mean, that's been going on for millennia. That's the ongoing crisis. That was something that should have ended centuries ago if we weren't identifying with power's agenda. And if we were allowed to have our own conversations, our own media, we would be figuring out that we don't need them to drive us with a whip to make of the earth we live on a beautiful, beautiful place, respecting the earth. So when they tell us to get all excited about climate change, but not about the bodies we're walking around in, that's conditioning. That's to say, put your pain, the pain of not getting to grow your gifts, put that aside, because we have this bigger issue. They've told us that from day one. There's always been bigger issues. Don't let them do that to us at this juncture, not only because we've been denied too long, but because it is only us out of the boxes, off the leashes and harness, out of the harnesses. It's only us who can truly bring things back into balance, because it is our being used, our energy being seized and stolen, which is the major imbalance that is the root of the problem.